Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And living on the end of a lightning bolt, I'm Mark Whitman.
That's right, folks. And this is the wrestling podcast where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with. This is our episode for February 24th, 2014, a historic day in the history of wrestling with the launch of the WWE Network. Before we get into all that, listen, we just want to say thank you. Our first three episodes have been supported so much, so many downloads, and we just cannot.
It's running wild. I mean, I'm calling it right now, Double Dropkick Show. That's the next Hulkamania.
Yes, yes. I mean, I will.
We're running wild.
I will rip a shirt off, and I will go to town on something.
And I will immediately give you something to cover up with.
But you know, so many of you have posted on our Facebook page. You've talked to us on Twitter, and Mark, you even got a shout out at work.
I did. I gotta say hello to my buddy Bryce. He's the 8-year old son of a friend of mine named Noah, that I work with, and he listened to our first show. And Noah caught me in the parking lot that morning, and he said, "Hey man, Bryce wanted me to let you know that what got him into wrestling was choke slams, power bombs, and brogue kicks." So, Bryce, we appreciate you listening. Enjoy those DVDs. Yeah. Now that you have the network, you won't need to get any more DVDs from me.
That's right.
So you'll be able to watch anything you want, because I know that your dad's going to sign you up for it. And if they did want to sign up for the WWE Network, Heath.
That's right. Here, this is what we're asking you to do. We're just two guys trying to make it happen in the world. And if you go to doubledropkick.com, on the right-hand side of the page, there is a WWE shop banner. If you click on that today or click on that anytime, it takes you to where you can buy any sort of WWE merchandise. And we're just asking that.
Like that new Daniel Bryan shirt, man. If you want to know, and I'm sorry to interject in the middle of your plug,
no.
But if you want to know whether the WWE is giving somebody a green light push or not, yeah, as Stone Cold Steve Austin calls it, which means they're putting everything they got behind them, look at the t-shirt they put out for them. Nobody's going to buy those Dolph Ziggler t-shirts that are neon pink.
Right.
But that new Daniel Bryan shirt, I kind of want one of those, man. It's got the picture of him on the front that looks like Che Guevara.
Right.
That's an incredible shirt. And where can they get it again, Heath?
And they go to doubledropkick.com, and actually you'll see a banner for that Daniel Bryan t-shirt. So you click on that ad, go buy you a Daniel Bryan. Yes. So go buy the t-shirt, and then also through that link, do something, go and sign up for the network. We may or may not make a commission, but that's what we're asking.
Hey, even if we don't make a commission on it, if we can help make it easier for you to get the network, that's what we're here for, man. We're here for you.
That's so much. And, you know, you talked about your friend Bryce and his son. We want this to be a show, fathers and sons.
That's right. I can tell you emphatically right now that you won't hear us on here cussing or talking about anything that you can't listen to and you can't listen to with your kids. We're not going to do anything. Even if we bring up something that's a little bit risque for what was going on at the time, we're not going to even go into a whole lot of detail about it.
Right.
We'll let you do that.
We're not going to paint you a word picture.
Right, exactly.
So anyway, doubledropkick.com. Click on what's going to be the Daniel Bryan banner. WWE shop. You can help us out, and that would be absolutely awesome. And we do want to talk about the WWE Network today, and we would love your thoughts on anything that we talk about. And this, I'm so excited about this because we have our own Double Dropkick Show hotline. If you call, now write this down, not if you're driving, but write this down, 864-952-1893. That's 864-952-1893. Call, leave us a message, leave us feedback on the show, give us show topics, anything you want to say on there, and more than likely, we're going to play your comment on the air. And again, we want this to be interactive. We don't want it to be just us sitting in my mom's basement eating Star Crunches. We don't want it to be
I want to bring that, man. There is a awesome, awesome selection of snacks. We got Krispy Kremes, we got Mountain Dews, we got Star Crunch cakes. Tell your mom I said thank you.
I know, Mom. She heard us. She heard us, and she probably listened to the show. But great, great stuff. So this episode is releasing at 9 a.m. Monday morning, February 24th. the exact launch time of WWE Network. And Mark, we're going to spend some time.
I'm worried that's going to negatively impact the WWE's the network. How many people? Because there's going to be about a 30-minute delay on them getting their signups. Everybody's going to be listening to the
that's
Double
right.
Dropkick Show.
So it's going to be awesome. So there's some shows that WWE has already talked about that they're putting on there. And we want to just talk about those and give you our feeling on how, if we're excited about the show or not. And then at the end, we want to talk about at 9 a.m. Monday morning today, as you're listening to this, Mark and I are on the WWE Network that we've signed up through our link. And what are we looking for? Like, what is the match? What is the pay-per-view? What are we trying to find on the WWE Network? So, here we go. One of the things that the network's going to have is their countdown show, Mark, where they talk about, you know, the top 10 chants and the top 10 finishers. So,
the top 10 heel turns. Yes. Or the top, they're going to do that. Here's my thought on that. As I've said to you,
yes,
and as everybody knows, history is written by the winner.
Right.
Their countdown show.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not going to throw in something from ECW or something from WCW or NWA, but most of their countdown shows are going to be dominated by WWE and right. old WWF stuff. So I tell you, this is just a shameless plug,
yeah,
for our show.
Exactly.
I think a lot of times they're right. I think they're like, I'm guessing their number one catchphrase is probably going to be, that's the bottom line, because
yeah.
Stone Cold said so,
yeah.
or it's going to be Hulkamania's running wild,
right.
or it's going to be The Rock says. It's going to be one of those
right.
three, and it's probably going to be Austin's catchphrase.
Yeah.
And I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Would probably agree with those three. But if you want the real deal, if you want
right.
if you want to talk about maybe what was hot in world class championship wrestling
right.
or Mid-South wrestling, Heath, tell them what show they need to be listening to,
they
brother.
They need to be listening to the Double Dropkick Show. And again, doubledropkick.com. Download us on iTunes. I mean, dude, we're everywhere. And this is where you get the real countdown right
That's
here.
Right. This is
unfiltered.
This is not a bunch of sitcom writers sitting around figuring out what the best thing is. This is where you're going to get real wrestling fans who are not ashamed to say that they were Hulkamaniacs, not ashamed to say that they had
exactly
tied
right.
tassels around their arms when they were kids.
Bandanas
around the knees.
So let me tell you, when you listen to this show and we talk about these moments and you're driving down the road, we want you to get goosebumps.
I want you popping in the car. I
right.
want you to have to pull over on the side
do.
Of the road and say, yes, I remember that. And I want you for just a minute to hate Barry Windham just yeah. as much as I did for a minute.
I still can't believe it.
Mad at Barry Windham.
Sorry. So Countdown's one of their shows. Then they've got, this is probably the show I'm looking forward to the most, the Monday Night War show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Raw versus Nitro. And one of the reasons I'm really looking forward to this is up to this point, The Undertaker has not done a lot of out of character interviews and stuff. He's done some late night talk shows and stuff, but he stays in character.
Yeah,
for the most part.
You know, there's a couple of things. The Owen Hart tribute show, The Undertaker and Kane both were not on that show.
Right.
But Undertaker, he was with Bret Hart, and a lot of people don't know that
yeah.
night. He went and visited, but he still wasn't on that show. And Undertaker never goes to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He has only been on, he was on Triple H's recent documentary.
Right.
And he talked, and I think he was on the history of the WWE.
Right.
Because I watched it on Netflix a couple of weeks
yeah.
ago. He was on it out of character. But they're starting to humanize
yeah.
Mark Calloway
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
And let you realize, all right, maybe he's not really a dead guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're going to say, and that's good. I'm looking for, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting, because you haven't heard, really, I mean, he's been such a cornerstone in the business for the last 20, 25 years. And to hear, those are stories you haven't heard, and that's going to be good. Like, I would love, you know, when the time comes, if he's on, you know, Austin's podcast or Jerry, dude, that's, you're going to get a bunch of stories you haven't heard
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, because there's a lot of Undertaker stories that I heard the Godwins
mm-hmm.
Were really good friends with him. A lot
yeah.
of people, there was two crew. There was the Click, and a lot of people don't know that there was another crew that was kind of the Undertaker led. If you notice, he has a tattoo on his stomach that says BSK, and that stands for Bone Street Crew, because they got together and they knew they had to combat
right.
what was going on with the Click, and yeah. they all, and it was like it wasn't necessarily the guys that you look back and say these were the cool guys in wrestling, but right. it was typically the guys who have looked. Who are known to be the tough guys.
Right, right.
Rikishi and guys like yeah. that were all in the Bone Street crew.
Yeah. I was not in the Bone Street
crew. No, I tried to get in, and they said I was neither cool nor tough.
But I'm in, you know, the Monday Night War, if you haven't read the book, and again, there's a nice little link to this on our side banner, and there will be a link to this in the show notes, the Death of WCW book that I got off of Amazon. I was reading that, you know, as we've been doing this
show. I
got to
read that, man.
It's a great book. I mean, you... it's the obituary for WCW.
Right.
And you see the highs and lows of the Monday Night War. But anyway, I don't want to get too far off topic.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to that show.
Yeah, looking forward to that show. I think it's going to be good.
Legends House, where you got, I don't know if that's going to be just one season or they're going to do it every season. What are your thoughts on Legends House?
Couldn't care less.
I think I'll watch it, but I'm not, you know.
If I can watch all these pay-per-views and I can watch what I think are going to be really good documentaries, I don't care. It's yeah. not, I don't watch reality TV.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
I think
I like my program scripted.
it'll be interesting to see the, you know, different situations they put the guys in, but yeah, not really too excited. WrestleMania Rewind, where the history of WrestleMania is one of the best DVDs that I've seen. I think I watched it on Netflix, but WrestleMania Rewind, where they'll talk about different matches at WrestleMania, different things. I'm looking forward to that. How did they decide, okay, this is going to be the main event, or maybe we'll finally hear why Hogan and Flair never wrestled at WrestleMania?
Yeah, I would kind of like to, because there's a lot of speculation about why they didn't wrestle at WrestleMania. I'd like to know the real story. Like, there's a lot, everything in the wrestling business is speculation.
Right.
If you
right.
find a lot of this backstage stuff that you hear, it's all speculation. If you didn't hear it from the guy that was involved in it, man, I got a Flair shoot interview from High Spots.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you can go to our website and follow the link, and you That's can right. get that shoot interview. And it's really good because he covers his whole career. I'll pull it out in yeah. the next few days, and I'll pull it up and see what he says, because I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that show too, man. I think if they do it well, just like you said about Undertaker kind of being out of character, if they do it the way I think I'm going to do it, where they kind of talk to the participants in the matches
right.
and kind of get their thoughts, what was going on behind the scenes and things like that. Like the Austin Hart match almost didn't happen.
Right.
If you've heard Austin talk about it and Bret Hart, it was supposed to be Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, and Shawn Michaels lost his smile because he didn't want to do the job.
Right.
He didn't want to repay the job to Bret Hart.
Right.
And they switched it to Hart and Austin, and both of them were kind of against the idea.
Yeah.
Because they, what else can we do together right. in the ring? And then we see where that went.
Yeah, and they figured it out.
So I'm really interested to see how they handle stuff like that. And if they really tell the true story, or right. if it's just, you know,
scripted.
If it's just Shawn Michaels patting himself on the back.
Right.
You know, not just, that's not a knock, but I mean, if all it is guys patting themselves on the back
right.
about how great their match was, and I'm not really interested in yeah. it. But if they're telling, you know, here's kind of what was going on at the time, and here's what, and I got hurt at this spot, yeah. and they're telling those stories, then I'm very interested
yeah.
in it. So for that show, I'm going to have to watch it a few times to see whether I'm going to like it or not.
One of the cool things they're doing is, you know, the network's launching today with enough content where if you watch it 24 hours straight, it'd take you about 42 days to watch it all. But starting tonight after Raw, Monday, February 24th, they're doing a live after show. And those, I think they're doing after shows and pre-shows for the pay-per-views, for Raw, for SmackDown, for all the shows, they're doing these after shows. And Mark, you had an idea of what you hope you see from these.
Right. What I would like to see them do is I would like to see the WWE's week end after Raw, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so their week of programming would start after Raw and go through up until the following week, and that would be a 1 week cycle for them.
Yeah.
And treat it just like ESPN treats SportsCenter.
Yeah.
I would have a panel.
Yeah.
And I would have a good anchor, and it's not going to be Jim Ross.
Right.
But the guy that I would get is Joey Styles.
Yeah.
And I would have him anchoring the broadcast, and then a couple of, and I wouldn't have this rotating cast of of ex wrestlers, and I wouldn't have, I would get wrestlers that can talk, and that can put other people over, and not remind you of what they did,
right,
and not up there talking about, not trying to get you to buy their old DVDs, but guys who can really put over the current product, and Renee Young backstage, as people are coming back from their matches. And if I was WWE, I would tell everybody on the show, you're going to do a promo.
Yeah.
Keep it under 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to write it for you.
Yeah.
All you need to do is talk about what happened in the ring.
Yeah.
That's it. And give them that opportunity to begin to develop their promo skills and say, it is up to you to get on the after show.
Right. Yeah.
If you're good,
we'll put you on.
If you cut a promo like Ziggler cut,
that was great.
After SmackDown, we'll put you on there.
Yeah.
If you come back here and you fumble through your words and you can't, then you don't get on the after show.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And they will have to start to develop a promo style.
Right.
And you can get away from some of that scripted stuff. And you can then at this point say, we can give this guy bullet points.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to write every word that comes out of his mouth.
Right.
We can give him bullet points like they do for guys like Jericho and CM Punk and guys like that. You know, and let Renee Young do it because she's great.
Yeah, I've really been.
And I tell you why I think she's great at it is because there's not a threat of physical violence.
Right.
So she can ask any question that she wants to ask.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
She can ask a confrontational question and nobody's going to put their hands on her.
Right, right.
Whereas if Josh Matthews is at, how many times have we seen that guy take a beat down?
Poor guy.
You know, and I'm just, I don't like to see the announcers getting beat up all the time. I think about when Nikita Koloff clothesline David Crockett and the series of events that putting his hands on an announcer set into play. Flair coming to his rescue. We talked about it.
Right.
He comes to his rescue. They have the cage match. Horseman for him. And then you they had 5, 6, 7 years of programming that got set up because one guy put his hands on an announcer, and that's what you need to save that kind of stuff for.
Right, right. And I could go on a whole tangent about there was a reason he did it. You didn't know the reason when he did it, but it played out beautifully. Now, you talked about guys developing a promo style, which takes me to one of the things I'm most excited about is NXT moving to the network. I have never watched NXT.
Really?
Never seen it. But that moving to the network, because I think NXT, I love it. I mean, people may not like what WWE is doing now. And I mean, and there were some great things about the territory, but man, they really are investing in young talent, giving them this platform of NXT to get over.
And they're putting some good, they got Dusty Rhodes down there teaching them how to communicate.
Yes, yes.
They got Ricky Steamboat down there teaching people how to show fire in a match.
Right.
They're taking guys who are good at one particular thing in the wrestling business and saying, go, they go to class.
Right, right.
They go to class every day. So, with these professors who have earned millions of dollars, and they're teaching them the skills. And if you want to see what Raw is going to be like when Vince McMahon steps down, watch NXT, because that's Triple H's baby.
Yeah, yeah.
He is the guy that is responsible for that. He's the one who directs the show. He's the one who guides everything that happens. And that is his vision.
Yeah.
If you like the old school studio style pro wrestling, that's what that is. It's a small crowd.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know how many people. It can't be more than 100 people in there.
Yeah.
It's not very heavy on promos.
Right.
They have promos, but they serve the purpose.
They serve the purpose.
You have a authority figure who will occasionally step in and say, no, this is going to happen. And that's not a new thing. I mean, you had Jack Tunney. You would have Bob Geigel show up and get smacked around by Magnum TA. You would have those things. So it's not like we're I'm not a fan of an authority figure being in the show all night long,
right,
constantly making
Brad
decisions.
Makes.
Yeah, big error. But you need somebody every once in a while to say, no, you are going to fight this guy, yeah, whether you want to or not. So you got to have
you
that.
You will sign this contract.
Yeah, you're going to sign the contract. Your conduct is unbecoming. And you are being formally reprimanded by the National Wrestling Alliance Board of Directors.
That was great stuff. And
if you got that reference, then you're listening to the right show.
That's exactly right. And here's the thing is the guys that we love the best, Dusty and Steamboat, some of these guys, they're investing in this next crop of kids. And I think about, somebody like the Usos.
Oh, great tag team.
Great tag team.
Oh, great
But
tag.
To me, they're never going to get – I've never heard them talk.
No.
Let those guys cut a promo, and if they're not good at it, they're never going to get over.
Right, and if they're not good at it, put them with Paul Heyman, call them the new Samoan SWAT team, let them run wild.
Ding, 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 ding.
Whoever didn't think when he was looking for a tag team to put those guys with him and call them the new Samoan SWAT team, I just don't get it. And why would you not do that? That's a perfect.
Yeah,
it's made there. You don't have. There's no thought that goes into that.
Right.
They're an incredible tag team with a guy who can make you believe that Ryback and Curtis Axel might be the greatest things ever. And you put them with a real tag team that could be one of the greatest tag teams ever.
Yeah,
I don't know why they didn't do that.
Well, you know, they don't ask us stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hey,
I've tried to tell.
Hey, we're going to take a break right here. And again, we just want to tell you again today, WWE Network is launching. Go to doubledropkick.com. Over on the right-hand side, you'll see a Daniel Bryan banner. Click on that, and once you click on that, go through, sign up for the WWE Network. We may or may not make a commission. Hey, it doesn't cost you anything extra. Just it's the old saying, help a brother out.
The only thing it is going to cost you is about 30 seconds.
That's
of your
exactly
time.
Right.
There's no hidden fees. Or you're not going to add an upcharge because you're trying to help us out.
Right, once you click on it, I wish I could tell you for sure whether it's going to go, take in. It's going to be an easy process.
Yeah, we may not get anything. We
may
don't
not
know.
Get anything.
We don't know how to download the WWE Network yet ourselves.
I know how to download the app.
I got the app.
I got the app.
And I know how to upload a video to Tout.
Yeah.
And I know how to follow them on Twitter.
Right.
But I don't know how to give them $10 a month just yet.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I did find out? So, again, doubledropkick.com, right-hand side. It'll also be in the show notes. You'll see a Daniel Bryan banner. Click on that and buy the Yes shirt, the Yes Movement shirt. But I found out that there is going to be a dedicated WWE Network app on Apple TV, but they haven't pushed it yet because Apple takes a bigger cut than the other ways you subscribe. So I thought that was interesting. I do have an Apple TV, and that's probably I don't know if you can sign up through
we don't know.
I just know
it's
for sure
be there.
No Mark Whitman and Heath Mulligan, we will be getting the network.
Listen,
it is a done deal.
I have to work. Believe it or not, this is not my day job.
Yeah.
So I actually get off of work, and I'll get home about 8 o'clock Monday morning because I have to work Sunday night.
Yeah.
And I'm going to set up an hour just so I can sign up.
Yeah.
And I may or may not be up. I was up. I got to tell you, fans, this is how much I love you.
That's right.
I got off work yesterday, and I was up till 10 o'clock last night doing research for this show.
Yeah.
Not just for this show that we're doing today, but shows that we are currently talking about doing months down the road.
Right, right.
I'm already starting to do some of that research for those things, and I was up till 11 o'clock last night, and I told the wife, when we get done recording these shows today, I'm taking a break from wrestling until Monday when the network goes live.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Call us what you want. Mark and I, we're not out playing golf 2 days a week.
Nah.
We're not.
I don't go to bars and drink.
Yeah, yeah.
This
is our hobby. This is our love. This is our passion. And we hope it comes through on the show. Now, speaking of being passionate about it, Mark, okay, you just said it. You get home from work. You sit up an hour. You sign up. You get in. Ever how we're going to do it.
Right.
You get into the WWE Network. what's the first thing? Because, like, we're... It's not like you and I are just going to be like, oh, let's see. I mean, they...
Yeah, yeah.
They,
I don't,
you
I'm
can
not
go
gonna...
in there. They've listed every pay-per-view
right,
you can get.
Right. I know what I can get.
So what are you going to look for?
The first pay-per-view that Mark Whitman plans to watch is WCW's Great American Bash 1989.
Right. Yep, yep, yep.
You can believe the filtered history if you want to.
Yes.
Great American Bash 1989, if not the best pay-per-view of all time, it is in the top three or four, I would say top two debatable greatest of all time pay-per-views, man. I don't even know where to start with the card. I will tell you this. The pay-per-view is so good that there is a War Games match on the undercard.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So we can start with the War Games match.
Not being the main event.
Not being the main event.
Yeah. What was the main event?
The main event was Ric Flair versus Terry Funk. This was Ric Flair returning after Terry Funk gave him the pile driver on the table to break his neck.
Yeah.
That David Crockett didn't cut the table like he was supposed to and almost really crippled Ric Flair because the table was supposed to break and David Crockett didn't gimmick the table.
Yeah.
And it didn't break.
Yeah.
Like it was supposed to.
Are you saying they gimmicked those tables?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to expose the business.
No,
they don't have to break those cheap tables they use now, but that wasn't a cheap table, man.
That was one of them.
They found that in an antique shop somewhere. That thing was built to last 100 years.
They got that at a Baptist church. So for somebody listening tonight, what when you say gimmick the table, what do you mean? When we say that we gimmick something.
If I gimmick something, that means he'd take a saw and cut a chunk out of the middle of the table on the underneath side where the structural part of it is at. Anytime you hear wrestlers talk about gimmicking something, I'm going to hit you with a sledgehammer. But it's going to be a gimmicked sledgehammer, which means it's not going to be a real sledgehammer.
Right.
I'm going to hit you, you know, whatever.
Like, and Hulk Hogan, when he rips his shirt, the shirt is gimmicked.
It's right. He's got a little cut in it.
Brrr, you know. And there you go. So
gimmicking something is different than a wrestler's gimmick.
Yes. Yes.
That's Carrie's corner for the day.
Yeah. All right. So now let me ask you this.
He's going to pop when he hears
was
that.
Was that the I Quit match?
No.
That was not the I Quit match.
That came later. The I Quit match was the blow-off to the feud.
Right. And this is – and that was a really – I watched the Thunderdome match. You know, Sting comes in. But that was a great, great match. I'm going to be honest, and I think this shows kind of who I am. I'm probably starting from the beginning. I've never seen the first Starrcade.
Right.
Starrcade 83. I've never seen that all the way through. I've seen a few.
Right.
Like, I've never seen, and man, this is a huge confession, I've never seen the Roddy Piper, Greg Valentine dog collar match all the way through. I've seen bits and
pieces. What?
I have just never, and I've got the Starrcade DVD. I don't know why I've never watched that. But for me, I want to watch the progression.
Right, I intend to do that as well.
Then I'm hoping. I mean, we know all the pay per views are listed, and Mark, I'm telling you, if I can find World Class Championship Wrestling episodes or UWF episodes, which is when Mid South kind of was trying to go national, the old school 1 hour show. I mean, I'm hoping that stuff's going to be on there somewhere.
I'm going to tell you the rumor.
All right.
If it goes live and this don't happen, don't say Mark told me this is going to happen. This is a rumor.
Rumor.
So treat it as such.
Yeah.
That there will be like a rotating library of that stuff where they may, I'm not saying this is what it is, but WCW Saturday Night come on at 6:05 on Saturday night. So that maybe every Saturday night on the WWE Network, they're going to show WCW Saturday Night.
Right.
And then it will go into the library.
Yeah.
But they're not going to put thousands of episodes on demand.
Right.
They may let five build up, and then as one goes in, another one drops off.
Right.
So there will be a window there for you to watch those shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the rumor.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. They may drop every one of them up at one time, but I don't think.
I don't think.
From what I can, what I've heard is, don't expect
because
every episode of World Flat. Don't expect. Just don't expect all that at one time because that's a lot.
Right.
For them to have to put up.
Plus, if you signed up today, the 24th, and everything's there for you to watch. If you watched it in 6 months, you just cancel your subscription.
Right.
I mean, so they're
yeah, they're thinking about it. This is a long-term thing. Yeah.
And they're going to give you a reason. But another thing is, a lot of these, like once you get into, I think especially 97 is when WCW and WWF were both doing monthly pay-per-views. I think that was the first year they both had one every month.
What year?
97, I think.
That's probably about right.
They'd been like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
But 97, that's when I got, first time I had satellite, I was living on my own. And, dude, we were getting them. We were getting two pay-per-views a month.
Yeah.
And so I want to go back before that because there was before you had to drive to some place to get to watch. You were really Starrcade 83. You didn't watch that at your house. You had to drive to a building.
Right. You had to go watch it on a TV. Yeah, closed circuit. And then, like we talked about a few weeks ago, if you wanted to see it, you got a VHS of it, and it was about an hour long. I mean, they had edited the card down to about an hour.
Yeah.
So I've never seen any of those in their entirety either.
And see, there are a lot of also, and I used to get Pro Wrestling Illustrated when I was a kid, and every summer they did a Supercards issue.
Right.
And there's a lot of Supercards that weren't pay-per-views. I'm thinking the Crockett. There were three Crockett Cup
tournaments. Yeah, the first couple of Great American Bashes were not pay-per-views.
Right, right. I think 86.
They were, a couple of them were tours. I mean, they would just go to and Ric Flair wrestled a different opponent every night.
That was good.
There again, that testament to why he is considered the greatest of all time.
Yeah. And I found out, you know, I think it was 86, the Great American Bash Tour, one of my friends who's a pastor in Greensboro, Matt Smith, this is your shout-out, he was at the match Dusty won the belt. I said, dude, I didn't even know you like wrestling. Yeah. He says, oh, I was there. I said, are you listening to the Double Dropkick show? He says, I will be now.
Because if you're not, you're missing out.
That's right. Because we talk about, this is the only podcast. There's podcasts about the Attitude Era and the current where they badmouth.
There are a thousand of those.
Yeah. No, this is the only podcast where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with. And
when it was still real to you.
That's right. And so this is not one-way communication. We want to hear back from you. You can, if you go on doubledropkick.com, right-hand side, you can like our Facebook page. Leave us a comment on there. You can leave a comment below this post. You know what it says? It says there's a big comment box. At the top of the page, there's a thing that says contact us. You can click on that. Send us an email. You can call 864-952-1893. You can leave us a... I'm telling you, if you don't call
in... If you don't contact us, you're the one with the problem.
That's right. It's on you, because if you want to talk to the men, you got to walk that aisle.
Ooh.
So anyway,
let me say you this, man. I listened to a podcast the other day,
right?
And these guys, and this is a widely known podcast.
Right.
This is not, this ain't small time.
Right.
This is a big podcast on a big network. I mean, on a big website. And they were making fun of the people that were sending them emails about the quit. That's never going to happen to you on the Double Drop. And we might not read your email.
Right.
You know,
right.
But we're not going to make fun of you for asking us a question.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, I heard that and it turned my stomach to listen to that show, man. I won't listen to it again if that's how they feel about the people that are listening to their show.
And like, if you leave, you know, we go on different forums on Facebook, different groups, and we'll ask questions. And there's been some of the comments that have been completely ridiculous,
right?
Like completely stupid. But we're not going to be like, hey, Tim Blackman from Ohio, you're a complete idiot. What do you mean? What do you mean Shaska Watley is the greatest wrestler of all time? That's just, you know,
everybody knows Jimmy Valiant is the greatest wrestler of all time.
The Boogie Woogie Man. But so listen, we are doing this because, number one, we have a passion for wrestling. We're lifelong friends. This is broad. We are doing the Mega Powers handshake as I'm saying this.
Yeah, the Miggy.
Yeah. And dude, if no one listened to the show, we would still be doing it, but you have been.
Right. And we would just listen to it. Because right. I listen to it and laugh.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, again, thank you. Thank you for all your support so far. We're looking forward to doing this for a long time. And so when you have to take a break from the WWE Network, download
us.
Download the Double Dropkick Show. Yeah.
And here's how excited we get that we had intended to break down all five pay-per-views that we were going to watch.
Right.
And I was going to tell you everything about them.
Yeah.
And we're already far enough along that I don't even know if we're going to make it that way. If we do that, we'll be here 4 hours.
No. But matter of fact, we're going to save that. We're going to save that for another show.
That's the great thing about the Double Dropkick Show is, here – we don't set this up. We make it a point, really, to not talk about a whole lot of wrestling before the show starts, because if you could have been here the 30 minutes before we were setting up, you would have heard us go, you know, one thing, man, I can't tell you yet, because if I tell you now, it won't be the same when I tell you on the show.
Because, and again, if you didn't listen, if you go back and listen to the first episode, but Mark and I, maybe a month ago, we hadn't seen each other in a long time. We were talking about wrestling on Facebook. I said, hey, man, let's have lunch. We sat down probably for an hour and a half. We both just took – it wasn't a rush thing at all. It was awesome. It was a wing buffet. It was double good. And we're just sitting there talking.
Double drop kicked my liver.
So we're just sitting there talking, and we get done. And I can't remember if it was me or you, Mark, and one of us said, man, we should do a podcast. And I said, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the show.
This is the podcast.
Just us sitting around.
It was a Seinfeldian moment.
Yeah.
This is the show.
This is the show. And here it is for your pleasure. That's right.
And if you notice something that you think we need to change, let us know that too, man. If there's something that you want to hear us talk about,
right? Yeah,
we're
absolutely
not talking about it. Or I can take criticism.
Yeah,
if we're, you know,
we had one of our good friends, Carrie Traim, called. And,
that's why I said Carrie's Corner earlier, by the way.
And he said, hey, I'm driving in my car. I'm having a hard time listening. So if you've listened to all three episodes, episode three, the audio quality goes up to another level.
Right.
I have a friend, Matthew TG, who produces another podcast that I'm on, and went to him and said, dude, help me out. And he did. And we don't want to just put total garbage out.
No.
We want it to be good. We want you to be able to hear it when a truck, is passing you on the high. Because we do this for you.
That's right. Here's the thing about our podcast. We don't have the budget that Steve Austin has.
We have a budget?
Yeah, we don't even have a budget.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we got – Heath bought some snacks today, and I kind of feel like I need to give him some money.
No.
So we don't have a budget. We're not making tons of money off of anything. Right. We're just trying to keep the show going. So I always equate it – when I was talking to my wife about this – and I kind of feel like I ruined our gimmick of being in your mom's basement if I tell everybody I've actually got a wife, by the way. but I said, you can listen to those big podcasts.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like going to McDonald's.
Right.
Or you can listen to our podcast, and it's kind of like going to one of those little home cooking restaurants where they cook you up a good meal.
Yeah.
You can watch that, and it's kind of like listening to Katy Perry. You can listen to us, and it's kind of like listening to the Black Keys.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way I think about it, man.
We're two guys. We love people. We love wrestling, and we love you.
You love people.
We love people. That's right.
Don't go thinking I want you coming up and talking to me in public.
Just so you know, that is not Mark's gimmick. That is who he is. It's like, man, his gimmick is great. He don't like him. That's not a gimmick.
Yeah, it's not a gimmick. This is a straight shoot.
So anyway, hey, that's enough for today.
And just again, for Carrie, when I said it was a straight shoot, what I meant was it was real.
Yeah. If it's real to you, this is the podcast for you. The Double Dropkick Show. Again, thanks for listening today. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I am Mark Whitman.
And that's all the time we have for today, fans. We'll see you next week.